From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Hadum Helmi. A recent study from Chicago's Roosevelt University found that between 2007 and 2011, the number of deaths from heroin overdose in the state of Missouri more than tripled. In 2007, fewer than 70 people died from heroin overdose. In 2011, that number ballooned to 244. Studies show most accidental overdoses happen in the presence of others. Alexandra Olgin takes us to Jefferson City, where advocates rallied on Tuesday to support a bill that could encourage drug overdose witnesses to call 911.
Even as the strong wind whipped signs out of their hands, about 50 people rallied on the steps of the Missouri State Capitol. Some of these people are recovering heroin addicts. Others had friends or family members die from heroin overdoses.
What do we want? Save more lives!
They're rallying in support of the recently introduced 911 Good Samaritan bill.
What should never be a crime?
Call 911!
If passed, the bill would give some legal protection to people who call 911 for emergency medical attention in cases of controlled substance overdose. The bill would prevent the caller and the person who's overdosing from getting charged with drug possession. Loretta Boswell is one of the 50 advocates on the steps of the Capitol on Tuesday. She says had this bill been enacted a few years ago, it might have saved her brother.
He passed away from a heroin overdose on Thanksgiving 2 years ago.
Loretta Boswell's friend Danielle Sapp is a recovering drug addict. She says this Good Samaritan law is important because the fear of a possible felony charge stops people from calling for help in an emergency situation. Sapp says she's been in one of those situations.
You know, you think you're with friends that aren't going to just leave you in an alley, but 9 times out of 10, that's what happens. Thank God her niece, my best friend, didn't leave me.
Right.
She called the police, and I got saved.
She says heroin's increasing prevalence in the streets of Missouri is because of its accessibility.
Honestly, it's cheaper than most drugs. You go $5 across the river, get it, come over here. They don't have all the laws they have over in Illinois over there.
Kathleen Kane Willis is the lead researcher on the study that highlighted the state's increasing heroin overdose deaths. She helped organize Tuesday's rally with the Missouri Recovery Network. She says the bill is designed to only protect the overdose victim and the 911 caller, and no one else.
The laws are narrowly written to exclude people who are selling drugs, so they would not be provided immunity from prosecution. It is only for people who are in possession of drugs. And it's small amounts of drugs.
In the drafted bill, that small amount is about less than 3 grams of a substance containing heroin, cocaine, or morphine. Republican State Representative Brian Spencer of Wentzville is the sponsor of this bill. It is in the House Crime Prevention and Public Safety Committee, awaiting a hearing date. Alexandra Olgin, KBIA News.
Although we might think of heroin as a mostly urban problem, the Roosevelt University study reported that in recent years, heroin overdose deaths have increased more in rural Missouri than in its cities. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thank you for listening. I'm Hadum Helmi.